This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kahmo?
Aba shaba na bawalu.
He's an actor, a film director,
say hello to my new friend,
a motivational speaker, a musician.
I'm the man up in this piece.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kahmo.
Mina ngiyothe sikasi ngicela ukusibhomela namagenge kaSisinomo Sanje sibele sishela abantu abasikasi amafleet. Hello nice, shaphi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Professor Moody.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Hey, it's another Wednesday. It's another Witness Wednesday with myself, Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kahmo, on CliffCentral.com. You know, this is the show that we talk about anything and anything that you don't want to talk about. And obviously, it's Women's Month now, and you know. Yeah, ne? Women's Month. It's like that month where just guys have no say. Guys must just chill, sit by the corner. And like unga sloopy. Is it one of those months? I wish we had like a men's month, but hey, anyways, we don't have that. We've got women's month, and yeah, you know, we got Father's Day, but hey, Father's Day is, yeah, it's just one day. I mean, there's Women's Day, there's Father's Day. No, there's Women's Day, there's Mother's Day, there's Women's Month. Valentine's Day is yours. Anniversaries are yours. I mean, what's going on here? Oh, God. Anyways, as we get into the show, you know, I thought that since it's a Women's Month that we get a chance to, as men, not to just sit by the corner, but to get to understand, you know, some of the things that women go through. Don't think this is going to be a serious show. It's a not. And as you know, every Wednesday we bring on our favorite celebrities who are going to co-host with us. And I have to say, today we got a diva in the house. So stay tuned. And, you know, today's topic, we're talking about things that men should really kind of be aware of and kind of understand. And I think there's a lot of gentlemen who would want to have questions. And so you can send us your voice notes on 079-482-0090. Just send us your voice notes if you've got any questions and anything that you would like to understand about women. Maybe it's your girlfriend, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your sister. Yeah, 079-748-2090. Send us a voice note, and after this, we get to chat to our celebrity. Get to find out who she is. I can give you as a hint that she studied New York, Manhattan. Yeah, and she's an amazing singer, you know, and she's a producer, she's a composer, she's a theater actor, she's a ballerina. She's a lot of things. She's actually a lot of things. So find out who we're talking about. Please tell your friends, tell everybody, if there's a guy that you think that should understand certain things that women go through, tell them to go to cliffcentral.com and just stream us live. And you will also be able to catch the podcast here on cliffcentral.com. But you know, the show is called Unleashed, and I am Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. I don't care, fun. Right after this.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Nazo, Hashtag it. Yeah, the show is called Unleashed with Kagiso Modupe. Do I always have to go Unleashed with Kagiso Modupe? No. I'm the host of the show. People know it's my show, right? Like I promised you, before the break, that we're going to be having a beautiful, beautiful host. She's 25 years old. I hope she doesn't mind. Is she 25? She's not 25. She is 25, and she doesn't mind me talking about her age. But she is a singer, a songwriter, a performer, independent recording artist. She's a producer. She's a composer. She's a theater actor. She's a trained ballerina. And she's a jazz dancer. I want to find out more about that. And, she did her training at musical theater at New York Film Academy. Wow. Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to waste your time. She's beautiful. She's colorful. She's got colorful hair. And her name is a diva.
Hello.
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 I like
that
voice.
You
gotta serenade me.
Yes.
I like that voice.
Thank you. Ndolibu.
Ndolibu.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hashtag it. The president is here.
There we go. The president is a woman. Hello.
Yeah, the president is a woman. So you speak Venda fluently?
Ndimu Venda to Pelelao.
Udo Pelelao.
Yes.
Yes.
Both my parents are Venda.
Yeah.
That is my home. So I don't shy away from owning it.
My soon-to-be brother-in-law is Venda.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so... Am I going to throw you a few lessons there? You
know? No. I can speak Venda.
Okay, so we can hoi together then.
Yeah, so why don't we just run this entire show with Venda? Yeah, how about that? Ukhuvani.
And of Vojavudi.
Ay, Zoda, man.
I love.
Yeah, man. Are you good?
I'm great. I'm good. I'm taking it easy.
Yeah.
You know, I've been looking forward to finally being here. So, yes. Yay.
It's been long. We're like, hey, we should chat. We should do this. And then we don't do it.
And then we don't. You know, and Pelali Wena, you're doing your thing. You're just marketing the brand, the book. We're loving that.
Hurrah. I'm like, I've got my fingers in every pie. I've got my toes in every pie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see that.
So we call you all these things. Is that what you call yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a culmination of everything you said, but really I'm a product of the arts.
Yeah.
So beyond that, you know, you can just refer to me as an artist because, you know, when we talk about art, we really encompass everything that has to do with art, you know, from dancing to singing to producing to photography, all of that.
Yeah.
And I've always known that being in the industry was going to be my career, my life.
Yeah.
But until I started going through the motions, I never really understood how big of an impact, you know, I would be able to make and just to push myself. You know, I think it takes a lot of courage to follow the dreams that have to do with art and entertainment. So, yeah.
I mean, when you talk about emotions, I like that. That's like a very interesting topic.
Yeah,
but I want to go back before we talk about emotions.
Okay.
You're creative.
Mm-hmm.
You're not an artist.
Yeah.
You're creative. I always tell people I'm a creative. Whatever comes to my head, if I see it and I believe it, then I make it happen.
You make it happen. Yeah.
Emotions.
Yes.
Have you ever been depressed in this industry?
Yes. I'm an advocate for mental health. Obviously, I'm studying psychology. I'm in my final year.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I've struggled with anxiety. I'm diagnosed with anxiety. And,
I'm a graduate in psychology.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. I see you.
Are you a Freudian?
I'm more of like a Jung, but I can groove with Freud every now and then, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a Mazibuken. Let's just get a black psychologist, you know?
Yes,
yeah, why not?
You know, so anxiety is something I always talk about, and I even wrote a song about it. So, you know, with depression, it's never really been a part of the anxiety, but more about like moods. So some days I'm up, some days I'm down, but because of anxiety, not necessarily because of, you know, like a bipolar or any schizoid, you know, problems. But I love to advocate for mental health in a sense of taking care of who you are, what you do, you know.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to the doctor for, you know, a sick stomach or anything, then you might as well also, you know, go to a doctor, meaning a therapist or whoever, just to help you with, you know, going through everything that we do in life.
Do you ever feel like as an artist you're not allowed to be depressed?
All the time.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you have an obligation to your family, your friends, your fans, your supporters, your clients, to always be at your best. And if you're not at your best, people always have liberty to judge you and put you on a platform where it's but you've created this image of yourself, this brand of yourself, but you're depressed or you're anxious or you're not feeling good. How can that be you? And I think that's what creates more of the unstable environment of trying to access, you know, the mental health. And I think it's sad because we also don't have enough communities within the arts field that support each other and share what we all go through.
No, we've got an entertainment lawyer, we've got an entertainment agent, but we don't have an entertainment psychologist.
Thank you. Wow. Exactly. And I think that's where we should start.
Yeah.
You know, all these suicides and overdoses and, you know, just being in that moment and not being able to even just tell someone because you're in the limelight.
I've spoken to artists and they say, you know, I got into drugs because I was depressed.
There we go.
Not because it was something that I wanted.
Yeah.
I just was depressed.
You were depressed. And, you know, and I say even something like alcohol, you know, that's also, it's quite a depressant and people don't realize it doesn't make you feel better.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always run to drugs, but alcohol is just as.
Yeah.
The hangover. So then tomorrow, how are you going to perform? You know, how are you going to feel? Because like you're in that state.
Yeah.
And I mean, we get addicted to various things. I think, you know, even I've come across, you know, artists that have had eating disorders because their image wasn't good enough for what the world gave them as an expectation.
Have you ever been addicted to fame?
No, not fame.
It is addictive.
It is addictive, but I think, you know.
Have you ever felt like, okay, Nkare the hype is going down?
Yes, okay. That I can say.
You know, you've been addicted to it.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is expectations.
Yeah.
When you expect so much and then you get some of that and then you get disappointed in other ways. And I think that's what I'm learning to do with my career is to just put it out there and whatever comes back is meant for me and it's all a part of energy. So, but there are those moments where you're just like, oh, Lord, give me strength. You know, is this where we at right now?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Huraf.
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 Hey.
You've traveled internationally.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
Well, it was quite an interesting opportunity, actually. Yeah. You know, I was with a agency like a while back and then I left them. And this woman who I was working with, she sent me an email. She's like, hey, New York Film Academy is hosting auditions.
Yeah.
And you'd be perfect for this.
Isn't there a way where that girl went? A lot of people have gone
to. Natasha.
Yeah, Natasha.
She went
Tahani,
for acting.
Yeah.
A lot of people have walked through those doors and they love South African talent. You
of
know,
course.
They're always here every year.
They love South African talent. Are you from Africa?
Are you from Africa?
Are you
like,
from Africa?
Oh, like the Lions. Like, oh my God, do you know who Jay-Z
and
Beyonce
are? You neighbors
is?
With Mandela?
Exactly. Like, why are you so pretty?
That's such a nice booty. Of course.
That's how it is.
Americans. Yeah. Well, they've got fake booty. We've got real ones.
We got real booty.
We got real booty.
Yeah.
We got booty for days.
For years.
We got vendor booty. Shit.
You're so crazy.
I am crazy.
Cray, cray.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know,
how was Manhattan?
Manhattan was amazing in terms of experiencing a new life.
Yeah.
But, you know, dollars, from rands to dollars.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
The budgeting.
Yeah,
no, it
the
was
budgeting.
Crazy. It was hectic. But, yeah, you know, staying in Upper West Side Manhattan, going to New York Film Academy right in the financial district. It was amazing. And I was like the only African that made it through that year. And so it's 30 of us from all over the world. And you are taught by the best. And you're surrounded by everyone that has just
who did
the
you
same
work with?
Dream.
Who did you work with? When you say the best, who did you work with?
Well, my lecturers. Okay. So we had, I don't know if you'll remember Chicago, the movie.
Yeah.
So we had one of the artists that actually worked on the movie, and she was our choreographer for the jazz and the ballet. And, you know, forgive me for just forgetting their names. You know,
their
it's
names,
been about 2 years. But
no, we can forget them.
Yes. No, but, you know.
Who are they?
But honestly, you know, some of them are working on Broadway. Some of them are producing their own films. Some of them, you know, are internationally performing. So we'd actually have weeks where our lecturers gone because, you know, they were doing their thing over in Europe or wherever. So, you know, these are people that give you the skills to do more and be more. And not
I want
to
ask you something.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something.
Please do.
I mean, I've experienced this, you know.
Yeah.
Go overseas, you know, the pictures look good on Instagram, right?
Yes.
But I was sleeping on a couch in China, or I was sleeping on a bench in London or in Dublin, or you know, so for me, but when you come back home, I mean, you are like this hero.
There we go.
You were in New York. Mm-hmm. You studied in New mm-hmm. York, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question is the very same with when you are in New York, when these guys are like, I'm going to Europe yeah. and I'm doing a show in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's just hype? Or is it better?
I think a lot of it is hype. I'm going to be straight
Everything
up
is about hype, right?
Because by the time I was like, you know, halfway through my course, I was like, but I actually really want to go home. And
yeah.
you realize besides what you're there for, besides the studies or whatever you're doing, you're lonely. You're in this foreign world. And I realized just how ignorant certain people are as
Americans,
well.
Americans, yeah.
Yes, and actually Americans. Okay.
So
very, very. And,
ignorant.
You know, there were moments where I was like, we have so much more to offer in South Africa. And I actually missed home and I just wanted to give back. And I think a lot of it is the hype, you know, the pictures, as you said, and how you'll describe it. But then when you're the one just chilling alone in your apartment and you miss your mom and you miss your friends and you miss performing for your people, go higher, you know, it's a lot of adjusting. And I think there are just certain people that are meant to like stay in like an international place and other people that, you know, can do with just the traveling and then knowing that home is home.
If you were to choose now.
Yeah.
If given all the opportunities.
Yes.
Launch your career here or in the States?
Definitely here.
Yeah?
I'd launch it here and then just take it to the world. And I say that because...
The world and not the States?
No.
Okay.
I mean, personally, I'd actually choose maybe London or Vienna over you know, the States.
Yeah.
And I think they also just appreciate... Where, na man? Where, na?
I never. Lesotho, never.
No,
I would never. No. I hampi Basotho. I hampi. I sing hampi, mar ne.
Stitches.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, South Africa is... Obviously, there's certain levels of support that different artists and, you know, musicians or whoever get. But, you know, there's a lot of love. And people, when they recognize what you're doing and that you're doing it with passion and authenticity, I think they put their best foot forward. So I'd rather just, you know, home is home and then shop of the world, do the things.
Shop of the world. Yes. I like that. Shop of the world. We're talking to Diva. She's an amazing performer. She's a recording artist. She's all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got her album out.
Yay.
I like the cover. It looks amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, shapilidi the color.
Yes. Yeah. As you can see, when I'm just a rainbow.
You're a colorful person. And I think that says a lot about,
thank you.
I mean, how a person looks.
Yeah,
and
I mean, you have to live the truth. And, you know, this is mine, so.
We're talking to Diva, and we'll be chatting to her more. But we want to find out, what is it? That you guys want to know about our female about our ladies, you know, something that you would really like to know, and what is it that they go through? That's our topic for today. But we hang out with Diva, and so send us your voice notes or just you know, go to my social media @KagisoModupi, pose a question, and we will definitely try and answer that question, because I've got a lot of questions that I'm trying to figure out about women, you know. The number is 0797482090. We are coming back right after this.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
I am so scared. I get nervous when I when I'm about to get into these topics. I get so nervous, especially, you know, you try and be a propanyana, and, you know, especially when it's like something about women, right? Because you never know what you're going to get. We're talking about things that you would like to know about women, things that you don't understand, things that you just don't understand, and we hang out with Diva.
What's up?
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're back.
My voice in. Hello.
Hello.
Like, I wish I would have, like, that kind of voice on my phone just to wake me up.
Just, you know what, program me as your Siri, and then, you know, we'll just swap her around, and I'll be your Siri.
What time is it?
Have you had your morning coffee?
Oh. And the nominees are...
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Diva, we're getting into our topic, and we just want to find out what are some of the things that men should kind of understand, right? Mm. And it's not really complicated stuff.
No.
There's really, like, simple stuff, but, you know, you guys take them very seriously.
Yes. So always, it's always the little things.
Yeah, little things.
Like the tiniest things, actually.
Like the bra.
Like the bra. Ooh, I mean, child.
I watch you guys and you go, okay, you come back from work. Yeah. First thing, no greeting, no hang. It's like, whoo.
I am free. Yes.
Don't you guys enjoy wearing a bra?
Bras are not comfortable. Mm. Like, they are comfortable for day-to-day for you to do you and look great.
Yeah.
But the wiring, you know, the straps, you just want to free the nipple, you know? you really just want to feel good and feel easy. Part of my French, y'all. Part of
hashtag,
my French.
Hashtag free the nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... And a lot of women, especially if you've got, like, a really big cup size, mm-hmm. bras are just like, oh, just allow me.
You just want to let
just
loose.
Just let me relax, please.
What does it feel like as you take it off?
You know, I would imagine if you were drowning and someone brought you out of the water and then
it's like the
they revived you. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it is. That's how it feels. It feels so good.
Is it close to an orgasm?
I wouldn't put it like that. I wouldn't put it like that. No, it's just a relief, like a sense of relief, you know.
No, because the way you guys are rushing to take it off. You know, I mean, nekijima.
It's true, though. It's true.
And some women say they take it off in the car. They're like, listen, I'm just going to let loose.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess now, at least, we're in a society where women don't actually have to wear bras all the time. You just see them, you know, but it really feels amazing to just let go. And you're at home now after a long day, whatever you've done, you just want to feel
free. I was just about to ask that because I've seen a lot of women, you know, just give a side eye to a woman who's not wearing a bra. They're like, wear a bra, girl, please.
Yeah, it's appropriate. You know, in the public.
Who made it appropriate? I mean, we're black. I mean, I go to Chakuma, right?
Yes, Chakuma.
Yeah. I go to Chakuma. I don't see a lot of ladies wearing bras. And I go,
And that's just culture there. It's just what it is. But obviously, it's not like here, where, let's say, in Joburg, Cape Town, Pretoria, it's more of a statement to not wear a bra than a cultural thing.
Huh?
Yes.
Statement.
Statement.
Say it.
Yeah.
Like, say the statement.
No, the statement is really just like, I got nice boobs. I can let my boobs go, you know, or I'm about fashion. I want to change the game. Let me put on a lace top. Let me be like sheer.
Oh, I got nice boobs. Yeah. I mean, I know for a fact. I mean, I'm just speaking anatomically.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, our left side and our right side are never the same. Right, as if you look carefully, like from the eyes to
Ndingo.
The nose, right? Mm. So, I mean, sometimes you. So, how do you make a statement with like?
you know what? You just gotta
get joy. You know, it's like sometimes up, sometimes down.
Oh my God!
Left to left and to right.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm
just asking. No, I'm a man asking for other men. Yeah.
Guys, I've literally got tears.
Yeah. This is not me. This is not me. This is all the men listening to this show and they want to know.
No, but it's the truth though. Mm. I think that's why we're just laughing so much because it's true.
Yeah.
Others more than some though, you know.
Yeah, left and right is never the same. It's never the same,
it's
right?
Never. No,
yeah.
It's not.
And sometimes, I mean, nipples can look squint. Otherwise, like, yeah.
Squint. So like a lazy one.
Yeah, unani. Does that nipple who's got a, what do you call it? Yeah, like a lazy eye. So it's like a lazy nipple.
It's like, yo, what's up?
Yeah, from nowhere, bah, you're like, hey.
Oh my God.
So, how did we move from
there to there?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Okay, yeah. So you were saying.
I think
it's a statement.
Yeah, it is. You know, because, I mean, I don't know if you went to Afropunk last year. Well, there was Afropunk and, you know, a lot of the pictures, it was just girls, you know, with their boobs out and just having fun. And literally some of them were actually feminists and they were trying to put out a statement against, like, women abuse and all of that.
Yeah.
And others just do it because they can, you know.
Because they got nice boobs.
Because they know themselves. And
Even though. Yeah. Even though. I mean, who judges? Who goes, oh, that's nice boobs?
No, you can tell.
You can.
I was shocked. I mean, my wife said something the other day, you know. Obviously, she's like... You know, she was helping my mother out, you know, get dressed and. And she's like, your mom's got nice boobs. I was like, hey, stop
awkward.
How do you say? She's like, no, your mama got nice boobs. I'm like, listen here. She got three kids.
Don't be telling me that.
Yeah. How does she still have nice? Yeah. Anyways, we hang out with Diva, and guys, send us your questions. Anything that you want to know, anything that you literally want to know about women.
Yes.
That, you know, you'd like to kind of understand. Maybe it's your partner, maybe it's your girlfriend, or even your sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
And bras cost a lot.
Ooh. Oh.
Especially the nice, sexy
ones. Oh my God,
otherwise you get like a grandma one.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, when I was like a bit younger, I took a gap year because I went to Vega. And
what do you mean younger?
Like younger, like 20. I'm 25, guys. But like 25 is old, though. Okay, pardon me. Anyway.
When you were 5 years younger.
When I okay, guys, for the record, when I was 5 years younger.
Yeah.
You know, my parents were like, dude, you take a gap year, get a job. Okay. Mm. So I thought, hey, La Senza lingerie, let me do this. Mm. So, you know, I went for an interview and I actually got a job there. And the bras, the lingerie, the panties. Oh my goodness. Like just one normal bra is like $700.
I'm sorry, but this just, what kind of job were you doing?
I was a sales consultant.
Oh, because you said I went for an interview and then
I got a
job.
Oh my God, that sounds so wrong.
And then you were like the lingerie. Then I went La Senza. I was like, oh, okay.
No.
So Diva's not just a ballerina, you know?
You see, this is how rumors get started. Ah, thank you so much.
But it wasn't me, you said.
No, I know. That came out so wrong. Right.
Okay, so you went for an interview.
I got a job as a sales consultant.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm the one that sells the products to you.
Yeah. Were you selling La Senza?
Yes, I was selling La Senza.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'd get guys walking in, you know, boyfriends and husbands, and they were just like, I don't even know her size. I just want to get her like everything. I'm like,
and you're
how
like,
do you?
Okay, so is it like this?
You actually have like a chart, and you're like, can you point? And they're like, maybe littler, maybe bigger. Smaller, no bigger. And you're just like, dude, like we need.
You give them grapefruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or peaches.
Or it's melon. Oh, yes, or peaches in some instances, a penny.
I have a fit. Bras are so expensive.
Why would you go there in the first place? As a guy, Jay.
Yeah, but you want to spoil your person. You know, I think that is such a sweet gesture. Other day,
you know, the other day I was doing shopping with my. So she's looking for shoes. But I get it, and I'm just the husband following with the trolley. And then I just stop because, I mean, these aisles are just, you know, and then she went to the shoe section. But then, and then I realized, I've just stopped by the underwear section. I moved quickly. I was like, no, this is not my space.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Did you think she was going to think you were staring at the underwear?
The mannequin? I don't know. But I was just uncomfortable. I want to move on. You know, there's a question here, obviously, from Twitter. Mm-hmm. And this guy, his name is Tepo Diale. And he wants to know, why is it that you guys borrow each other clothes? I have a huge problem with that. do borrow each other clothes. Like, what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I think it's just been like an unspoken thing since like this. Yeah, since.
But why do you guys do it?
I mean, especially in a group of sisters, you know, sisters and friends that are like sisters. It's like, girl, I want that.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Don't call each other sisters because we know you guys will stab each other in the back like as quick as I don't know what.
Let's put inverted commas.
Yeah. Okay. Or sisters for now.
I think in general, just like as women in a group, you want to see.
Yeah.
And if you have that black dress that's going to look good on her and it's like a girl's night out.
And then it doesn't come back. And then it's like one of those you post on Instagram and you're like, oh, and she's like, oh, when are you bringing it back? That's mine.
But sometimes you don't even ask. You just go. Like me and my sister, we don't even, I'll literally just see her. I'm like, girl, isn't that mine? She's like, yeah, like I got it from you like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, how? So, you know, that's how women are. We trade so many different things, like clothes, eyes, all these things. So
it's
just an unspoken thing. Like you can go to your girl's closet.
She got it from you without you even knowing.
Yeah, without me even knowing. You see,
it's the same thing. It's die, 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 sell the dang. You know, that same thing of, I don't get it. Like, we can have a conversation while you getting dressed and you are tassering yourself there and you're putting lotion, like, show me. And then she went, and I mean, we can't do that as guys.
No.
Well, I'm talking to you and I'm busy there with my shampoos there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah?
No.
What? So you guys are not a woman?
No.
A lot of women do it.
It's a preference.
I always tell people, please don't come in, or look the other way, or whatever.
Have you always been like that?
So she's still in the room.
I've always been.
Ah, okay.
You?
I don't mind, really, but I need to know you, though.
You tassel yourself in front of your sister.
Yeah, that's how we are. Like,
no, I'm saying like sister or friend, sister.
Yeah, our friend. But it must be like a bestie, not just NJ.
Mm.
Yeah. It's okay.
Hey. I don't get it. And, I mean... You know, it's like...
And you're busy. It's like you're not even... You're just talking. You're doing your thing. And there's some music jamming in the background. Maybe a glass of wine.
Mm.
All good.
Get over here. Guys, please send us your anything. Anything. Send us your questions on my social media. It's at @KagisoModuBA. Or you can just send us your voice notes. We want to find out. I mean, this is the time where we just literally want to find the smallest things that you guys make a big fuss of. And we want to know, right? Okay. Mara, this t-shirt thing.
Bring them on. Bring the questions on. We're ready. Right, Diva? We're
right here. We want to know. We want to answer.
Here's a very sensitive one.
Ooh.
The eyebrows. We coming back. We're gonna ask this question. We're gonna ask this question after this. The eyebrows.
Oh, you had to go there. You had to go there.
Welcome back to the show. If you just tuned in, you're listening to myself, Kagisomorupi, on cliffcentral.com, and the show is called Unleashed with Kagisomorupi. And we are asking, I mean, I'm literally, I think a lot of women are going to hate me after this, but I want you guys to know that I'm not asking the questions. It's a lot of guys who are asking the questions. So they're asking questions, the little things that are, you know, that women go through.
Mm-hmm.
And we hang out with Diva here, you know, and
my people.
And she's, yeah, she's going to unpack this thing for us.
Yeah.
The eyebrow.
Ooh, the eye. Oh. Oof, that is...
What's happening there? Like who decided? I mean, that takes up a lot of time.
I mean, generally, for me, even when I'm doing my makeup, that's probably what takes...
The longest.
It's either my eyeshadow or or the brows, because, you know, sometimes it's also like what you were saying with the lazy eye happening with, you know, the boobies.
Yes.
It's like if you mess up one brow, then, you know, so you have to have... You got to get it perfect.
Yeah.
And there's a fun...
It has to be equal.
It has to be equal. It has to be the same. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
And basically, it's like they tattoo the
eyebrows.
It's a tattoo. Tattoo is permanent.
Yeah. You know,
so if the tattoo artist makes that mistake that you make in the morning.
They put templates
to make sure the shape is correct. And they do like a line to make sure it goes the way you want it.
Yeah.
And it's there. Like, they do like lines. It's not like a band-aid, you know what I
mean? I just want to know. Eyebrows.
They're tiring.
And there's a very fine line.
They take too much time.
Really good looking, like, you know, you look good. Are you shouting at me or what's happening? Like, did you trace with the saucer? What's going on?
I'm looking around the room now. I'm like, okay, did she do it right? Did she not do it right? What's going on? What's going on right there? What's going on there?
Give me five minutes, because you tried drawing a straight line.
Thank you.
Why did you shave it off in the first place? Why did you shave it off in the first place?
But it's not always shaven. Like,
it's like Swazi girl. You like, you know, like, hey, Assam. And they're like, no, I'm Satyavalshi.
No, but listen.
I don't get it.
Not everyone shaves. You can literally wax them, or you can thread them. So you've got a natural shape, and then you fill them in with whatever makeup utensils you want to use. So it's not always...
But
But also, just gone.
Some women, as you grow older, you lose hair. You guys lose, you get a receded hairline. We mostly lose eyebrows. Some people have alopecia.
Here's my question.
You're right, though. You're right. Yeah.
What would your advice be? To the woman that get it wrong. What would your advice be? Like if your girl, and I don't know, this eyebrow is not
it's
an
not,
eyebrow.
It's
an eye drop.
Well, you just, you know, tutorial. Practice
and yeah, and I'm saying, especially, maybe I should rephrase the question. Like, as a guy, I mean, I've given you your 5 minutes, and you come out and...
It don't look right.
If you say that I'm your best friend, right? I can cook a meal and you're like, oh, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, goody WhatsApp. You're my best friend. I love you. A best friend's supposed to tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you advise me as a guy? Like a tactful way to say, hey, man.
So a guy to tell like his girl.
Yeah, his girl.
Ooh.
To be like, hey, man.
Ooh.
Do you keep quiet?
At least girl to girl, you know, we can be like, yo, show me ish. You know, let's, you know. But...
But now there's no time for chomi. Yeah, we're going to the awards. Your dress is there. Everything, you're looking hot. It's just that.
That's so tough.
This guy eyebrow. How do you approach
it? I don't Maybe you...
How do I approach
it? V, help me here. How would like a guy tell? Because eyebrows, it's not like a dress or shoes. Like, hey, babe, choose the other. Take the blue ones or whatever. It's your eyebrows.
And she still says, how do I look?
Ooh.
Tactic way, like
advisors. That's why we have this show today, because we don't know advisors, because it seems like everything that comes out of our mouths is just wrong.
Yeah, that's true though.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a personal attack.
It feels like that. You know, it feels like a trap. It's like that. Am I fat? Question.
Ooh.
For me, I think like.
I mean, I just go. I was still see say. We still like see fresh. We still like see flex.
Hey, yeah.
It's still like in a shape.
Don't do that.
I think that's the best answer for any guy. Mm. When you ask that question, or am I fat? What do you say? You like, I still have a shape. And he goes, yes, right in a shape, man.
You're supposed to say no.
Yeah, because indirectly, not even answering, you're just like, baby.
But that's what we want. Sometimes we just want a bit of meat. And you complaining about your weight, and I'm like, no, don't lose it. Don't lose it. Please don't lose it. And inside, men are crying. They're like, don't lose it. Don't lose
really?
It. No, really. Like, and really. I've experienced this.
Yeah.
When my wife goes on a diet and she drinks these, like, hot water. And then sometimes she just loses too much. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But I want to say something. I feel like I could be like, hey, I wish I got money, man.
But then sometimes it's also just for the woman. Like, you know, it's about yourself and how you want to look and how you want to feel, irrespective of, you know, your partner or whatever. Because a lot of people struggle with body image, so.
All right. It's talking about image.
Uh-huh.
Bathroom. There's a small bottle, big bottle. There's a round bottle. There's a big thing.
I knew this was coming.
There's a lot of bottles. You feel like you're at a pharmacy there, or go sangoming. There's just a lot of things. It's like you just went there to go see a traditional healer. There's bottles for days there.
You're so dramatic. Oh my
yeah,
God.
And all of them, they've got a function.
Every single one. Point in case. And we always have to buy toiletries and different makeup products. And, you know, that's how we are as women. And everything has a function. It has to be used. Even if, you know, you got to wait on it. But, you know, I think that's how women, even our handbags are full with those things. They look just the same as the bathroom, you know.
I mean, the handbag looks beautiful outside. And then you open it. There's a lot of colors there. You can tell a lot of things are spilled here.
It's a canvas.
Yeah, it's a canvas. Yeah. It's like art. But you have, like... 50 products for one organ, maybe an eye. You would have 50 products. Why? True. Can't you just do one?
No! Are you serious?
So are you saying that when you draw your eyebrows, you use like 50 pencils?
Yes.
Yeah, like there's different. She can see. Like I use like...
You can see how many colors you gotta go
Yeah, I've got like
I see one
my thing. Liner, then I put on like a little bit of highlighter underneath, and then I blended it with some foundation, and like for real though, there's so many different, even with just, there you go.
Like this. See, look.
There's like three different colors. There's like gold, bronze, and black on my eyeshadow though.
Why?
Because we can. Because we need to.
I'm sorry. I'm just asking for other guys. This is not me. I'm just, why?
You want to have fun. You want to be creative with your look. You know, I mean, some days I'm
you
natural.
You do look beautiful,
and, you know,
I must say. You look
thank
beautiful.
You.
You look absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm looking at you. I'm like, your skin is flawless.
Ooh, honey.
Is it all
H2O,
those?
H2O.
Oh, wabona ke? Simple. One product. H2O.
Honestly, with the
but
skin.
But if I were to go to your bathroom now, I'll find like 50 things.
Yeah.
Why don't you just have this one bottle of water?
But then there's the skin.
Yeah.
For just, you know, radiance and just, you know, if on your natural days.
Yeah.
And then there's makeup for everything, and there's different products. There's, you know, you got to put on your moisturizer, your toner. You got to keep the face fresh.
Exfoliate.
There's masks. You know, there's so many different things.
Hey. Hey, this mask thing. I tried it.
Really?
Yeah, no, I did. I did. Because my wife, you know, we're just playing around, and she put it in. So now I thought, ah, oh, it's just a... And then I felt my face get hard. Get hey. When's that?
Hold on.
Yeah. You're cracker, man. Get hey, mama. You're cracker. You're cracker. And yes, that's why it's mud, or it's clay, or it's... Like, kiri, wong fagi clay, man. Mina, when county, you find a moisturizer, then.
Oh, my God. I Ooh, how do you handle this man?
I don't know.
Dying. I'm in stitches.
Ooh,
child.
No, but for me, I mean, I'm just asking for other guys. I'm right, no?
No, but you are.
To ask for other guys.
You are right.
So
you're taking one for the team. So
yeah, I mean, kuna libody lip gloss, but like, there's a lot.
Yes.
There's certain, like, we cannot use the same soap for the whole body.
There we go.
There's the. The face wash.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that get used more and more.
Yes.
There's a body wash.
And then there's the lily wash.
No, you guys didn't get it. You guys didn't get it. I saw a meme, right?
Yeah.
On social media.
Okay.
Of a girl smelling her, I don't know, it's pantyhose or if she could use it again. Right? Apparently that there's certain things that you guys...
Yeah.
Use over and over again.
Yeah.
Like leggings.
Leggings, tights.
What's the difference?
Well, I wouldn't say over and over and over and over.
Yeah, but at least.
But maybe once or twice.
Yeah, like twice.
But isn't that the one thing that you shouldn't be using more than once?
But not underwear.
It's not under. No. As in just to wear. Like if you're wearing a dress, you're going to need like maybe tights to wear under or Spanx. And then you'll.
And then
probably,
tomorrow you probably use it again.
But you use probably. Panty liner.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. It's part of it. It comes with it.
Can I tell you?
Don't give us that look.
Can I tell you a damn thing? I always thought that panty liner, growing up, I always thought panty liner was that, you know, that the thing like on the side of the of an underwear, that lace.
Yeah.
On the side of the yes. underwear to make it look nice. I always thought that was panty liner.
Oh, honey.
You see what I'm saying?
No, it makes sense. It's valid, though.
Yeah, but it's a liner, yeah, right? You see, I'm a man. I never thought, okay, panty liner is in ink. I always just thought, you know, panty liner
panty
is
liner, that lines.
Yeah, that lining, panty. That lines the panty, that's that beautiful lace. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a panty liner.
So off.
Well, I got schooled.
Well, now, yeah, you know, you got the information.
I got schooled. Ish. Yeah. I have another question because these questions are coming in. You know, obviously, we've got a questionnaire from Facebook. You know, this is Luvuyo, and he says, Wuti, it's period pains.
Mm. Oof.
Right?
Oof.
Can I read it out?
Please do.
So he says that he doesn't understand why women make a big fuss about period pains after, you know, when they are 30 and they've been having them since they were 9.
Oh, oh my God.
It wasn't me. Kwenzakalani ngoma Prepaid. Asinyi buze kren. Prepaid. Kwenzakalani. Yashisa gabanda.
It's like you're dying. Like every single moment, it's like you're physically being torn apart. And he's asking why, since you've had them since you were 9. I mean,
yeah,
this is something you go through every month. And every month,
that's what
it's
he's
the
saying.
Exact same thing. And it's so painful that you can't just not feed it one month and then feed it the other month, you know? And
yeah,
some women have heavier periods, and so it's harder, it's more painful. Some women faint, you know, people throw up. Like, I go through the most. And it's every month. And like, at the time when I had a boyfriend, he was just like, but I don't get it. Like, you're dying, but like, how? You know, just take painkillers. And
so you guys are almost dying every month.
It's so painful. It's so painful.
But is it like you're almost dying every month?
Yeah.
So why is it that insurance, first for women? I mean, I just want to know. No, first for women always makes it like, you guys are safer. You're safer than us. I mean, we don't almost die every month.
Yeah. I mean, some women even compare their period pains to contractions, you know, when they're pregnant, because that's how painful it is. And you go through it from day in, day out, and it's really, really just something that every month it's a new experience. It's like, oh, Lord.
Woo. No, we must call first for women.
You can't really build a tolerance for it. You know?
There we go.
I know a woman who has to stay in a fetal position for as long as she's on her period, like on a fetal position like this.
She doesn't go to work?
She cannot.
Yeah.
There's no way she can. She stays in a fetal position. Like, that's how much it hurts.
Mm.
And it just, I never had period pains.
Oh! Like,
I know.
Oh, I thought you were like, you've never had period pains.
No, I don't know what it's like, but I know women, like, they like
yeah,
grab your hand. Like,
yeah. How are we supposed to behave? Because I feel like, as men, when we become sympathetic, we're still wrong. What must I do? Is it one of those things of when sometimes I'm just telling you and I don't want a response? I'm just venting and I don't want your response. Is it one of those?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, but then when we need you as well, like, just be sympathetic. Like, you know, get that hot water bottle, get her the painkillers, make her some ginger tea, be there for her. But if she doesn't want you in her space, if she's just like, let me be, then, you know, let her be. And
yeah,
I think just being sincere, like, that's the biggest thing. Like, if you can be sincere when I'm going through this for like 7 days, then please, you know.
Are we allowed to have these moments where I'm like, I want my space.
No.
I want my space.
Just give me 7 days.
And then 2 minutes later, I'll be like, love, get me a beer. I mean, it's the same. I mean, that's my pill, right?
No. And I guess, like, you know, there are women that also go through it differently. Like, I have a friend who actually, she, like, barely gets period pains, and she has a period for, like, 2 days, and she's good. So she doesn't understand maybe someone like me who goes through the most, you know. So there's different people, different, you know, ways that they go through that. And it's just tough. Like, men just need to know, like, it is tough.
Yeah.
So don't try to be jokey about it.
Okay, guys, stop joking around on my period pains.
Yes.
No. I you guys are laughing. I was I'm trying to talk to people. To men.
Mm. They gotta know.
Tell them.
Asapodini.
You see what you're doing now.
Asapodini naban bethu ngama parents wabo. And ungabuza ama question. Uyambona lo muntu akafuna ukubuza ama question. When you keep asking a lot of questions. Miyeke. Landi hot water bottle. Finish. Billy Samans.
There we go.
Thank you. We hang out with Diva.
Yo.
Diva, we got literally 10 minutes. No, I think we got like five minutes.
Oh, wow.
And I want to...
Time flies by, right?
It does fly by when you're having fun.
So much fun.
I want to talk more about what else are you doing outside of music?
Okay, so music-wise, you know, I want to build an empire that has to do everything entertainment. So I want to create a platform for mental health within the music industry, the entertainment industry. I also am an aspiring philanthropist, but more of a humanitarian. So I do a lot of community work and charity, you know, charity work. I love working with the kids, man. Those are the people we got to give back to. So, and I love music business. You know, I love to inspire the talent, to find the talent, to make the talent, you know, just to mentor and help people realize their gifts. You know, I'm very, very much like someone that gets into this and gets into that. And I love just doing everything that makes me happy and come to life. You know, I love to give back. And I think one of the greatest purposes one can have is to impact the lives of others through your own, you know, your own work. And so just pushing, man, just pushing the Diva brand and making it bigger than what it is besides music.
Wow.
Your profile says something about you do something about menstrual health.
Yes. So I recently started a charity initiative under the name Divas Empowering Divas. And, you know, we're all for gender equality and uplifting our young girls and women within African communities. So our first project is dealing with menstrual health and to really go out into these underprivileged communities and help these young girls, you know, help them understand what they're going through when they're going through their periods and, you know, things like period pains, and also not to be ashamed, because there's a constant stigma with young girls where if you're on your period, you know, compared to your classmates who are boys, you're different, you know. So we want to help them.
Some don't even come to school.
Exactly. You know, there's literally 93% of children in the Mamelodi and Atteridgeville community that
don't go
93%. That don't go to school.
But what are the teachers doing?
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean,
you know, that's
I
the
know
problem.
When you're studying, you know, education, psychology, you do it throughout.
Exactly.
Child psychology.
So, you know, these 5 or 7 days, a young girl who does not have the resources to access a pad or a tampon will literally not be able to go to school because they don't have the resources. And we are talking about something that is a right. It's fundamentally a right and not, you know, a luxury. And that's what we're trying to do, to raise awareness towards, you know, menstrual health and hygiene and how to take care of your body, take care of yourself. You must wash right as well. And how to use these products as well. You know, some girls don't even know how to use a tampon or a pad. And, you know, we need to just create a movement.
What do you need help from?
So
let's
get into it. Okay,
why not? Let's put it out there and say you need help.
I need help.
You can't do this on your own.
I can't do this on my own because I started on my own, but I need sponsors in terms of funding, you know, because we're trying to get donations and all of that. But, you know, it's not enough because we really want to do more. I need sponsors. I need help in terms of branding the entire movement because we need more people involved that are higher up.
Who do you need it from? Name them. Name them.
Okay, well, since you were actually talking about First for Women, I'd love First for Women.
First for Women, come on board. 93% of kids are not going to school because they don't have the resources to deal with their menstrual cycle. First for Women, don't just show us that advert. Come on board.
There we go. You know, Department of Health as well. We'd really, you know, get them, love them to endorse. I know it's her.
Yes.
And, you know.
Sorry, yeah.
And just, you know, all the other people that can work through, you know, get the products out there. And, you know, Always Ultra, Kotex, we need all these people to come on board and just other people that are doing initiatives like this to collaborate with. So,
We have to.
No, we have to. And I think it's a community thing. You know, you have to build together. You have to work together.
I'm a father to girls, so that's why I'm very passionate about this thing.
Thank you.
I'm like, listen, this thing has to happen.
It has to.
We take it for granted because we can afford to buy our kids sanitary pads, but there's kids who don't have a choice.
We don't even check the prices when we buy, but for them, it's a problem. So,
My sister.
My brother.
We don't even know how much a loaf of bread costs.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. And I think, you know, if not me, then who? So...
Quickly tell me about this album. Sell it for us.
Okay, The Prologue.
That is
Diva's first debut album.
Mm-hmm.
And I launched it through myself out of my own company, my own label.
Yeah.
And I also wrote, produced, wrote, and put everything together with the help of my band and my awesome engineers. And this is an album that it's got something for everyone. It goes from house to neo-soul, jazz. I even sing in Venda as well. And then also some poetry because I'm a poet at heart. So
I see this one. It says Parallel.
This album is really just about inspiring, you know, and I'm just trying to give anyone that listens to this the hope to believe and the hope to be who they are.
And this one's mine.
Yeah, I brought it for you, hon.
I'm having it. I'm going to be listening to it in the car.
Thank you.
And so where do we catch you on social media?
Social media, it's at Diva, so DEEVAH mm-hmm. online.
Yeah.
And that's my website, www.divaonline.com. And then Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Diva Online. That's where you can get me.
What single are you running with right now?
Okay, so we dropped Faradera, and then now we're about to go on to Love of My Life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very beautiful ballad, you know, it's a love song, you know, it's giving you some Brandy Tamia feels.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, we're going to drop that soon, like as in the next month, and then just getting ready to keep pushing the album. I'm always performing, so, you know, that's the main event.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to play it here. We're going to play
here
as an exclusive. That's what we're going to play. And it's Love of My Life,
Love of My Life.
We're going to play Love of My Life. Listen here. We're about to be out. The hour is just too short. Give us more time. Give us more time, Cliff Central, so that we can just hang out and get to know, you know, our celebrities more and get to hash out these issues, you know. An hour is just not enough.
Nope.
So, catch us next week, you know, same time, same place. It's 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. The show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Modupi, and it's on Cliff Central. So you can catch the podcast as well on cliffcentral.com. It was nice hanging out with Diva.
Thank you so much for
having me.
Please
follow her on social media. Yeah. She's got a very colorful page. She's got colorful hair. But next week, we talk about certain things that you guys don't want to talk about. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to cook it up until we find a suitable thing that you guys are uncomfortable about. So catch me. My name is Kagiso Modupi, and I'm at Kagiso Modupi on all social media platforms. And till next week, we're saying that, you know, if it's not Wednesday, then it is
Wednesday.
Diva, love of my life.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.